Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled Talk, Trust, Feel was written by Monica LaRose. Don't talk, don't trust, don't feel was the law we lived by, says Frederick Buechner in his powerful memoir, Telling Secrets. And woe to the one who broke it. Buechner is describing his experience of what he calls the unwritten law of families who, for one reason or another, have gone out of whack. In his own family, that law meant Buechner was not allowed to talk about or grieve his father's suicide, leaving him with no one he could trust with his pain. Can you relate? Many of us, in one way or another, have learned to live with a warped version of love, one that demands dishonesty or silence about what's harmed us. That kind of love relies on fear for control and is a kind of slavery. We can't afford to forget just how different Jesus's invitation to love is from the kind of conditional love we often experience, a kind of love we're always afraid we could lose. As Paul explains, through Christ's love, we can finally understand what it means to not live in fear and to start to understand the kind of glorious freedom that's possible when we know we're deeply, truly, and unconditionally loved. We're free to talk, to trust, and to feel once more, to learn what it means to live unafraid. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it can be difficult to live honestly with ourselves and with others, fearing that in doing so, we will no longer be loved. Please heal our hearts and free us to live into our authentic selves, the people you created us to be. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Alicia Reisinger, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.